deepfakes are generated image or a voice note that sets out a false precedent of a person or an object. And to break it down, to kind of put visual language to that, maybe people saw a deepfake of the Pope about a year or two ago that was dressed in all white and looking very dapper. He had a white furry jacket on him. It looked super cool. And to be honest with you, I had a double take myself thinking, oh, wow, he's looking fairly flashy, but it was a deepfake. On the serious side, in the US elections, a deep fake in terms of an audio note was generated by President Biden. Very, very like him. Sent out on a WhatsApp channel to thousands of voters to say how they should vote. And it pushed more for a Republican vote versus a Democratic vote. And sadly, the amount of consumption of news we see, the amount of images, the amount of news that has been at us, and our attention span is decreasing, the more likely we are to see these deepfakes and not appreciate that they're fake. The seriousness of what we're discussing here and debating here in the European Parliament is there has been an increase of deepfakes with sexual content, pornographic design, to ultimately intimidate and ruin the lives of politicians, and sadly predominantly females. And we see most recently a US Congress report that came out, one in every six Congress people, predominantly again women, are impacted by these deepfakes. In the European Parliament, the EU Disinfo Lab right before the European elections flagged that they're going to see a rise of, again, women being targeted or minority people seeking election. So it's a serious concern and ultimately has personal harm, professional harm, and then harm from a culture perspective of how can we ever get politicians, more and more females in particular, into the political landscape, which we need if we're going to not put legislation in place that protects them.
And in terms of what needs to be done to increase the detection and the prevention tools, I mean, as you said, that deepfake of the Pope and many other deepfakes, they look so realistic, so people maybe don't know what they're looking at. So in terms of the how we can detect it and prevent it even further, what do you think needs to be done there?
Yeah, you know, it's very easy for me to point to just the social media platforms and say they need to do more. They do. They need to have better, stricter restrictions in terms of what goes out online. They need to increase their resources at the top end so that you and I are posting, and we're posting quite frequently, that our algorithms are not generating more and more content being sent to us that are of deep fake content. But equally, we also need to be educated, and this needs to start not just with young people, but all people, what a deepfake is, what they look like, to be aware of it. We need to have a better discussion on critical thinking so that if you and I see an image that, like the Pope or a voice note from a president, that we're able to say that simply doesn't make sense, and I best clarify that this is coming from a reputable news source. And equally, from a legislative standpoint, we have the AI Act and the DSA that are active in member states, but we need to implement. Not all member states have implemented. Ireland has, but you see the likes of Commission Amon. We need to get more teeth in there so that if people are not adhering to, or platforms are not adhering to, what that legislation states, then they need to act quickly and swiftly in order to protect everybody, not just female politicians or politicians as a whole, but everyone. Because ultimately, you have, sadly, best examples of where deepfakes have created immense issues. You see the Romanian presidential elections being cancelled. You see Brexit. You see what's happening in the US. So the likes of polarization, fake info, misinfo is out there, and we need to make sure we're putting all the safeguards in place so people like you and I, those listening, are getting the most real information in real time.